各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚第一节的时候，陈牧师有很好的鼓励。
In our first service, the pastor Chen gave us a great encouragement.
在我们每一个作为基督徒的信仰上面，我们都需要有爱的保证。
For every believer, we need the assurance of love.
在我们自己身上，我们对自己的信仰要先有一个坚定的一个基础。
In ourselves, we must have a foundation, solid foundation.
我们才能够好好的做主的门徒。
Then we can be a good disciple of Christ.
记得一个多月前，我来到当中也跟大家传讲了福音。
About a month ago, I was here preaching with you.
那今天呢，我继续要用这个福音，从这个角度来跟大家一起来勉励。
Today I'm still going to use the word gospel to encourage everybody.
福音其实就是当我们领受了以后，我们要能够把它传扬出去。
This gospel, after we have received it, we must spread it out.
当我们有了这种爱的保证以后，其实我们不能停在这个地步。
When we have this kind of assurance of His love, we cannot stop here.
那我们要怎么做呢
？How can we do it then？
那今天我们要从撒种的比喻我们来思想。
Today we're going to consider the sowing, the parable of sowing。
记得上次我跟大家说，耶稣出来传教的时候，他所说的信息就是：日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
As Jesus first came out to spread the gospel, he said, "Time has fulfilled, and you need to repent and believe the gospel."
我也说过，这个悔改其实就是一种回转的意思。
The repent means returning.
刚刚陈牧师也跟大家讲很多 RE， 这很多这种英文字，就是这个回转的意思。
Just like Pastor Chen, there's a lot of return, revive, RE.
回转就是要回到，再次回到神的道上面。
It's returning to God's grace, God's truth.
这表示说我们一直都活在世界的影响当中。
This is simplified that we are always live in this world.
我们常常照自己的方法去走。
There's many times that we follow our own will.
但是现在要提醒我们，我们不要忘记，我们要回到神的面前。
Now we are reminded that we need to come back to the Lord.
回到神的面前，然后要信福音。
We need to not only come back to the Lord, but also believe the gospel.
所以信福音是一个很重要的一个成分。
Believing.In the truth, it's a very important part of this.
也是主耶稣工作的一个重点。
It is also a focal point of Christ's work.
当我们回到圣经，我们来看主耶稣所做的事情和所讲的话的时候呢
？When we return to the Bible, we look at His word and what He did.
我们可以发现，他的中心就是在讲福音。
We know that focus point, focus is gospel.
那同时呢，这个福音我刚刚已经说，也是我们的一个责任。
We also know that the gospel is our responsibility.
那上次我跟大家有分享到，现在我们在台湾所做的传福音的工作。
Last time I had shared my mission in Taiwan with you.
当我在台湾传福音的时候，我就常常在思想。
When I was doing the mission work in Taiwan, I'm always thinking.
在思想传福音的时候。我就想到要有两个重点。
As we spread the gospel, there must have at least two focus.
一个重点就是要传得广。
One focus is widely spread.
怎么样子把福音传得越广给越多人
？How can we widely spread the gospel？
可能，假使你上次没有听到的话，你可能不太清楚我在讲什么。
So if you were not here last time, you probably do not understand what I'm trying to say.
所谓传的广，就是在一个时间之内要把福音传到很多地方。
How do we spread it widely? Means in a short time, we need to spread the gospel to as many as possible.
我们在台湾做的工厂施工，就是有朝这个方向去努力。
The work that I work in Taiwan in the factory is this is our focus point.
台湾有很多工厂。
In Taiwan, there's a lot of manufacturing.
成千上万。
There's thousands of people.
但是我们就想办法，怎么样能够进入工厂，同时间把福音传开来。
My goal is how can we get into the factory and let them know the gospel.
那这个也是我在这里要勉励大家，就是我们在这里传福音的时候，我们也要传得广。
This is also my encouragement to all of us to spread it widely.
那第二点，关于传福音，除了传得广以外，就讲空间。另外还有时间上来讲，我们要能够持续。
Another point is we need to continue the spreading of the gospel.
换句话说，传福音不只是你传了以后就停在那里。而是要让这个福音能够自己不停不停的一直继续传下去。
Not only spread the gospel, but also have reproduction.
所以这个就是时间、空间，一个是空间，一个是时间的问题。
Not only about the time, but also about the continuation.
从2000年前那个时候开始，我们就看到福音的传法其实就是空间和时间。
2000 years ago, the ways to spread the gospel is about the space and time.
从耶路撒冷开始往外传，然后后来传到整个欧洲。
From Jerusalem and then go out to the European nations.
一直到亚洲。
Then to the Asian country.
然后呢，从2000年前一直传到今天。
From 2000 years ago, it's coming all the way to now.
所以这个时间和空间的传法，其实我们神的旨意。
Time and space is God's will.
怎么样子才能够让福音有产生果效呢？
How do we allow the gospel to have the effect that we want?
我们要从这个撒种的比喻来看。
We must look at this sower's parable.
主耶稣用撒种的比喻，他的提到四种的这种撒种方法。
Jesus used four different types of parable here.
第一种呢，就是在我们刚刚看的经文里13章第4节，第一种就是撒在路旁的。
The first part is the seed that fall along the path.
撒在路旁被飞鸟吃走了。
And it was the birds came and ate it up.
第二种是撒在土浅石头地上的。
The second kind fell on the rocky places.
他说这个土不深，但是发芽很快，但日头一照，哎，这个就死掉了。
Where it did not have much soil, it sprang up quickly because it has no soil. It was shallow.
第三种叫做撒在荆棘里的。
The third kind is the one that fell among the thorns.
那荆棘长出来以后，把种子挤住了，所以这个也没有结实。
The thorn grew up and choked the plant. There's no fruit.
那第四种就撒在好土。
The fourth kind is on the good soil where it produces a crop.
撒在好土里就结实，有100倍、60倍、30倍。
It bears fruit and 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold.
常常有人就问说，那我们是属于哪一种？我们是属于哪一种果种子
？A lot of us ask which kind of soil that is sown to us.
当然，我们都希望成为好土，能够结实。
Of course, we all wish that we were a good soil that would be able to bear fruit.
那结实呢？通常很多人举例子，就是传福音，传福音的果效，三十，就你传给30个人，然后60个人，100是100个人。
Bear fruit means a lot to us. Means to spread the gospel to many people, 100 people, 60 people, 30 people.
那就是这样。来想的话，那我们想到自己的话，我们是属于哪一种呢？很多人就觉得，哎，我不是好土，因为我没有结那么多果子。
If we use that to measure ourselves, we would conclude that we are not a good soil because we didn't bear much fruit.
所以是在一二三四种当中的混在一起。
So we are among the first, second, third, and fourth kinds of soil.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is that way?
怎么样子把这个撒种来跟我们自己连上关系呢
？How can we using the soil?
就我们要从另外一个角度
来。Relate to ourselves.
上次我也跟大家提过，就是福音要有果效。
Last time we mentioned they must have effect on the gospel.
也许我们不能成为好土，是因为在这么多福音的果效当中，我们缺乏了其中一种、两种。
The reason we don't have enough, we don't have good result, maybe we're missing one or two elements.
从这个撒种比喻，其实我们可以来想，其实主耶稣要看到福音的果效是一个全面性的。
Because Jesus would like us to have a complete gospel.
而不是只有一部分。
Or not just a portion.
那包括 哪些部分呢?
That includes what?
第一部分就是理性。
The first part is the logical understanding, knowledge.
这个上次我大概跟大家讲过，理性就是要明白，要清楚。
Knowledge means understanding.
要清楚，要明白，我们就要读圣经。
In order to understand, and we must read the gospel.
我们在教会要参加主日学，要参加查经班，我们要去明白。
In church, we can attend the Sunday school and attend different small groups.
即使你不明白的话，即使你不明白的话，那当然你就一下就失去了。
If we don't understand, we lose the word.
就是有人来教会，哦，他也许来参加过几次，他觉得教会非常好。
Just somebody visiting our church, they think the church is good.
但是他没有继续追求。
But then he did not continue to pursue the gospel.
后来他就不来了。
Then he forgot to come.
这样子的经验呢，这个人是没有得到福音的果效。
This type of seeker did not receive the benefit of the gospel.
但是光是理性其实也不够的。
The effect of knowledge is just not enough.
过去历史上有很多人专门来研究这个哲学，还有神学。
There's a lot of philosophers that research the knowledge of the life and theology.
Yeah. 但是呢，光是研究并没有让他们得救。
Just research does not bring them salvation.
他们大脑里充满了很多知识。
They may have much knowledge.
他们有理性的了解。
They have the effect of the knowledge.
但是他们没有得救。
But they are not saved.
这是第一种福音的果效，需要明白，需要有知识，需要能够明白我们所信的是什么。
So the first effect of the gospel must be the knowledge of the word and also understanding.
福音的果效是一种感性的果效。
The second effect is emotional.
感性的果效就是你要有关系。
The emotional is based on relationship.
你要建立，你跟耶稣基督要建立一个关系。
You must establish a relationship with Christ Jesus.
你要跟耶稣基督一同笑，一同哭，一同喜乐，一同悲伤。
You must talk with Jesus, laugh with Jesus, cry with Jesus.
换句话说，你要在感觉上。你会有一种果效，有反应。
In other words, there will be emotional reaction.
很多人来教会就是被这一点所吸引。
A lot of time, many people come to church. They come to seek the feelings, emotional.
我们在教会，我们常常鼓励大家做见证。
In our church, we always encourage people to make a testimony.
有很多人被见证所感动。
Many people were moved by the testimony.
那就是。感性的果效。
That is the effect of the emotional effect.
但是我们在教会，我们不能只全部停留在这种感觉上面。
Yet we cannot stay on the truth of the emotional effect.
因为感性没有办法持久。
Because emotion cannot last forever.
只是暂时的。
It's only temporary.
我们人都很喜欢快乐。
We all seek joy.
但是我们的快乐都是暂时的。
All our joy is temporary.
我们没有一个人整天都活在快乐里面。
None of us always live in the joy.
假使你看到一个人整天都是笑嘻嘻的。
You see someone always smiling.
不管什么事发生，他都笑嘻嘻。
No matter what happened, he's still smiling.
你会觉得这个人很奇怪。
You would probably wonder what, how strange is he.
所以快乐是暂时的。
Joy is temporary.
我们不能追求，只是追求快乐。
We cannot just seek joy.
现在世界上很多人就是要追求快乐。
In this world, there's a lot of people seek joy.
因为他们觉得有了快乐以后，他人生才有光彩。
Because they believe if I have joy, I have 光彩 I have glory.
但是这个都是暂时的。
But this is all temporary.
所以人其实在世界上追求快乐是很可怜的。
If we only seek joy, it's kind of Limited.
快乐需要一直一直不停的增加，你才会继续的快乐。
Joy has to be increased, and then we can continue to be joyful.
昨天的快乐到今天来讲，也许已经不是快乐。
Yesterday's joy may not be today's joy.
所以光是追求感性也是不行的。
So if only seek after emotional or feelings.
好，第三种福音的果效，在我们身上产生要有意志的果效。
The third effect is the effect of the will.
意志就是要有行动。
Will has to be followed by action.
你信了耶稣，你就要决心跟随主做基督徒。
The day you receive Jesus, and you have to make the decision that from now on I will follow Jesus.
而且你要做得真，要做得像。
And I'm not only to follow, I need to do it truly and like Him.
还要做得久。
And have to be long-lasting.
这需要有意志。
It must take the will to do that.
你没有意志的话，你很容易受别的影响，你就放弃。
If without that will, we can easily give up.
所以圣经常常告诉我们，我们要委身来追从基督。
So the Bible always tells us to commit ourselves to follow Jesus.
委身要你的意志去执行。
Commitment takes the will to carry it out.
所以换句话说呢，我们要思想我们自己在。我们听了福音，我们现在信了以后，我们是不是有三种的果效都有
？So after we receive Jesus, we must consider: are we having all three kind of effect on us?
就是我们没有读圣经，没有到教会来参加查经祷告的话，我们在知识上的、理性上的果效就会停止不进。
If we believe in the Lord, but we do not read the Bible and do not attend the Bible study.We may stop.
也许我们没有祷告，我没有常常跟主有交通的话，你在感性上的果效，你就会停止不进。
If we do not pray, we do not have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus. We will stop.
假使你没有决心，你没有愿意照着圣经所教的，愿意照着主耶稣所做的，你就没有意志的果效。
If we are not having the commitment and not follow through, then we don't have the effect of the will.
换句话说。福音要我们接受这真正的福音，相信的 要全整个人全人的果效。
In other words, after we receive the gospel, the effect should be complete.
我们再回过头来看这个撒种的比喻。
Let us look at this sower, the parable of the sower.
门徒听了比喻以后听不懂，请耶稣给他们解释。
Disciples, after they heard the parable, they don't understand and ask the Lord to explain it to him.
19到23，主耶稣给他们解释。
From verse 19 to 23, Jesus explained it to them.
主耶稣说，撒在路旁的是什么呢？就是人听见了天国福音，但是不明白。
The one that's sown on the path is the one who hears the message but do not understand it.
所以不明白是他们没有感这个理性的果效。
Do not understand means they do not understand the knowledge.
也许他们听了以后暂时明白，但是没有继续去追求。
Maybe for a moment they kind of understand, but they did not follow.
没有深入的去了解。
They did not truly follow through the understanding.
所以我去中国培训的时候，我。给他们上系统神学。
When I was in China and teach the theology.
给他们上神论。
Talk about the theory of God.
啊，上神论的时候，我就鼓励他们说，我们的信仰，我们一定要明白我们所信的神是怎么样的一位神。
I encourage them that our faith is based on our understanding of the God.
也许我们大家都已经说，我们已经知道我们所信的神是怎么样的一位了。
We must know which God that we believe in.
但是当我们从圣经里深入的去看的时候，你才会发现还有很多关于神的事我们是不明白。
But there's a lot of us don't understand fully who God is.
那我不知道我们教会有没有机会讲这个关于这方面的课程。
I don't know our church had this kind of study.
这个神论在神学里是要上一个学期的课。
So this must take a whole semester to learn.
所以基本上，只要是连续上课，要上4天到5天。
If we continue to study all day, I mean, it takes 4 or 5 days to understand the whole.
因为圣经里关于神的事讲的非常的多。
Because there's a lot of things about God.
所以要明白，要明白神不是一天两天，而是要一直不停的来追求。
In order to understand the God that we believe in, we must keep on seeking Him.
这样子才可以持久。
Then we can persist.
第二种就是说，第二种就是说，撒在前土石头上了。主耶稣是说什么呢？他说听了以后很高兴的领受了，但是暂时的，后来碰到困难，他就跌倒。
The second kind is they receive the gospel, and then with joy, but then they have no roots. But then when persecution comes.They fell away.
我们都知道，我们所信的是一个很好的事情。
We know what we believe is great.
主耶稣他让我们活在他的丰盛当中。
Jesus allows us to live in His abundance.
上一堂的时候都已经讲，神把万物都赐给我们。
As the last service.The word said, God along with Christ give us all things.
我们所领受的不是一种暂时的欢喜而已。
What we receive is not a temporary joy.
我们不只领受暂时欢喜，我们还是不停的要领受从神源源不停而来的各种各样的恩典。
We not only receive the joy of the gospel, but also receive the continuous grace.
假使你信主很久，
If you have been a believer for a long time,
20年、30年、40年
20, 30, 40 years,
你就可以体会到神要给你的恩典是多么的丰盛。
And you will realize the grace that the God wants to impart in you is abundant.
这个就是一种感性的果效。
This is an emotional effect.
因为你在这个信主的过程当中，你跟主耶稣基督建立了一个个人的关系。
In your pursuit of Jesus, you have built a relationship with Christ.
主耶稣随时都在你的身旁。
Jesus is at your side.
主耶稣明白你所感受的。
Jesus understands what you're going through.
你的悲伤、你的快乐、你所经历的困难，主都知道。
Your joy, your sorrow, your trouble, Jesus knows it all.
所以他最能够安慰我们。
So Jesus is the only one that comforts us most.
第三种撒在荆棘里的，就是说听了道，后来有世上的忧虑、钱财、迷惑，把道挤住了。
The third kind is the seed fell among the thorns. It is because there's the deceitfulness of this world and the worries of life that choke it up.
也许我想这一点恐怕我们在座的人当中。很少人能够说他完全没有受这个影响。
Maybe this type of soil is mostly describe us.
因为我们活在世界当中。
Because we live in this world.
我们没有办法完全免去世界在我们身上的影响。
We cannot totally waive the worries of this world or the deceitfulness of this world.
世上的忧虑、钱财，我们大家知道是很多人在追求的。
The world's wealth and is most of us is after that.
那我刚问到说，那我们有没有结实？我们结多少果子呢
？When I ask how much have you bear, how much fruit have you bear?
从这我们可以看到，我们所结的果子不多，可能是受了这个荆棘的影响。
The reason we didn't bear much fruit is because of the thorny ground.
好了，第四种撒在好土上。
The fourth kind is the good soil.
主耶稣说，这个人就是什么？听到明白了。
This is the kind of people that receive the word and understands it.
听到明白就表示这个人他有很好的属灵的养分一直在供应他。
That means it has a very good spiritual nurture.
他跟主是连在一起的，所以有主的养分。一直借着那个枝子来供应他。
He is connected to the vine, so there is nutrition from the Lord.
所以他自己一直在成长。
So that that person continued to grow.
他成长了，以至于他可以成为别人榜样，他可以结识。
He not only grow himself, but also be an example for others, so that he can bear much fruit.
好，所以这个撒种的比喻，主耶稣给我们看见说我们自己的光景。
The parable of the sower, Jesus allows us to see which status that we are in.
但是我们主耶稣教导不是停在这里而已。
His teaching does not stop here.
主耶稣还教导我们说。要张开眼睛去看我们周围的世界。
Jesus asks us to open your eye and see the field.
主耶稣鼓励说，我们要求主差遣工人去收割。
Jesus also said we need to pray for the Lord harvest to send out laborers.
其实我常常在想，其实主耶稣就是在等于说，你要求主差遣你自己去收割。
This, in other words, Jesus means that Jesus wants you to be the reaper.
不是差遣别人，是差遣你自己。
Not to send somebody else, but send yourself.
为什么呢
？Why？
再回过头，我当初跟大家讲，我们传福音要传的广，要传的久。
As I said mentioned earlier, we need to widely spread the gospel and continually spread the gospel.
那我们就要去收割庄稼。
We must go and reap the harvest.
我想你们知道哈，这里所谓的收割庄稼就是。去传福音，让别人也得到救恩。
Reap the harvest means you go and preach the gospel and let people receive the salvation.
那我们在这里所讲的不是个人而已。
We're not talking about individual only.
主耶稣其实在这里讲的是一个团队。
We're talking about a teamwork.
因为他在讲的时候他说你们要求庄稼的主等等是讲。大家一起。
He keep mentioning you. That means we all work together as a team.
所以，作为就是说传福音的这个事工来讲。
So in our work of mission to spread the gospel,
每一个人都来参与。
We would like to invite everyone to be a part of it.
在牧师。长职的领导之下，大家一起来参与这个福音的事工。
Under the pastor and the leadership of the pastor and the elders, we will all participate in the work of gospel.
也许你说我不会传福音。
Maybe you say I don't know how to spread the gospel.
但是你知道了以后，你应该要去学习怎么样传福音。
If you know that, you need to learn how to spread the gospel.
有人说为什么要跑老远去传福音
？Some people ask, why do you go so far away to spread the gospel?
这中间有很多其他的因素，但是主要的就是说，你心里面要有神的呼召感动。
The main point is you must be called by the Lord.
你可以从你自己周围开始。
You can start from your neighbors.
周围开始，慢慢的操练。
And you by practicing sharing the gospel with your neighbors.
你要从一个果子开始。
From one fruit.
我们不要一下就目标就是一百个。
We don't have to have a goal of 100 fruit right away.
但是你要有意志说我要这样去做。
But you must have the will to follow through.
当你走出这一步以后，走出这第一步以后
，When you take the first steps,
你就发现其实这个不像你所想的那么困难。
You will realize it is not as hard as you think.
我们今天在这里，我们要欢迎王牧师到我们当中。
Here we welcome Pastor Wang among us.
我相信神带王牧师到我们当中有他的美意。
We know that the Lord called him here for his purpose.
王牧师会带领我们。
Pastor Wang would lead us.
我们的教会在他带领之下，在各方面都可以有长进。
Our church may grow under his pastorship.
但是我们不要忘记啊
！But we must not forget.
不是只有王牧师一个人就够了。
It's he himself alone is not enough.
教会各方面的事工是需要每一位弟兄姐妹都来参与。
The work of this church is encourage everybody to participate.
大大小小都要有人来参与。
Large things, small things, everybody need to be a part of it.
当每一个人都参与的时候，整个教会动起来的时候，教会才会成长。
When everybody participate, church will grow.
我们这次成长不只是讲人数而已。
Our growth is not just numeric growth.
我们所希望看到的是我们的灵命都有成长。
We also would like to see our spiritual life grow.
灵命的成长讲起来是很空洞。
The spiritual growth is kind of vague.
刚其实陈牧师已经跟大家讲了很多。
Pastor Chen has mentioned many aspects of our spiritual growth.
当教会的弟兄姐妹都参与事工以后，跟神有更密切的关系以后，
When everybody in the church participate in God's work and build a close relationship with Jesus,
我们就可以看到这个果子就结得越来越多。
We can see how we will bear much fruit.
所以教会是神的教会，不是一个人的教会。
So the church is God's home. It's not one person's church.
我们都是这个教会的一员。
We are all members of this church.
我希望各位能够注重福音，能够参与福音。
I hope everybody focused on Bible, know the word.
圣经其实已经讲得非常清楚。
The Bible clearly stated.
圣经说，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信他的。
The word said, Gospel is the power God wants to save everyone who believes.
所以我们有时候在想，为什么很多人对传福音好像没有什么信心？
Why is that a lot of us don't have much faith in spreading the gospel?
以至于我们连张开口都没有办法。
Sometimes we don't even open our mouth.
当然，我不是在指某一个人了。
Of course, I'm not pointing on any one of us.
但是基本上来讲，教会里面可以说一半以上的人从来就没有向人传过福音。
Unfortunately, basically half the church member had never spread the gospel.
这个也是我在台湾所发现的。
That's what I realized in Taiwan.
因为我要在台湾有基督徒的团契，我问他们说：“你们传过福音没有？会不会传福音？”
Because in Taiwan, I asked the disciples group or the Christian small group, and do you spread the gospel?
我发现一半以上的人都没有，也不会。
Most of them say no, and I don't know how.
其实不是我们在传福音。
It is not that we.
是神的大能在做工。
It is the power of the Lord.
但是神要我们去做。
But the Lord wants to use us as an instrument to do it.
主耶稣希望我们跟他一样学习他去传福音。
Jesus wants us to imitate him to go and preach the gospel.
神要做的事情，你跟着他去做，一定会成功。
God's work, you just have to follow, and you must.We will succeed.
圣经告诉我们，神要把救恩赐给很多人。
Because Jesus, the Bible said, God wants all people to come to know the saving knowledge of Christ.
所以我们知道，神的意思是要拯救很多很多的人。
For we know God's will is to save many, many people.
但是你也要知道，神要做的事情一定会成就。
Because we know whatever God wants will complete, will accomplish.
那我们为什么不去参与呢？
Why are we not participating?
我们为什么要用自己的方法、自己的想法去做我们自己的事情呢？
Why do we use our own ways to do His work?
今天我在这里也是给大家一个勉励。
Here I would like to encourage every one of us.
我们要跟神同工。
We need to work together with the Lord.
我们要一起努力把福音传开来。
We need to work together and to spread the gospel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们在这里真的感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for.
因为你借着你的儿子耶稣基督。
Because we, you, through Jesus Christ,
把救恩赐了给我们。
You have given us the salvation.
那我们完完全全享受到福音的好处。
Let us have and receive the benefit of the gospel.
求主你继续带领我们。
May the Lord continue to lead us.
让我们不只停在自己领受的地步。
Let us not stop at receiving only.
也要把我们所领受的也同样传扬给别人知道。
Let us give out what we receive from the Lord.
主啊，让这个世界再回复到你创世前那样荣耀的光景。
May this world return to the glory of the day that you have created.
照你自己旨意来成全。
May your will be done.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, I pray.
Amen. Amen.